I but that Balinese coconut.
I'll get the coconut, and then we can be Jasmine and Coconut in Florida instead of Thelma and Louise. Jasmine and Coconut.
Please do. Oh my gosh. We could be Jasmine and Coconut. I'm just glad you're coconut. That's all I have to say. Feels about right.
Yep.
What happens when you combine a design-loving, big-city-living, black-clothes-wearing art history major with a culinary teaching, small-town living, pink toenail painting, home ec major? We'll stir in two husbands, six grown kids, pop it in the oven for 40-plus years of friendship and foolishness, and you get a big old batch of designer cornbread.
What are we, 31?
Welcome. Yes, ma'am. Episode 31. Here we are. Let's go. Let's get in it.
Get it. Get
What's going on? How? Tell us about your break. You're done with break. So break time's over.
I didn't do diddly squat.
Well, that's good, though. Isn't that good?
Did not do diddly squat.
Oh. You mean you didn't do the organizing you would plan
to
do?
I did a little bit. A little bit. Okay. But there was a lot I could have done, but I didn't do it.
Well, that's okay. I'm glad you just chilled.
And there was one day, you know, I don't take naps.
Yeah.
I just can't. Yeah. I cannot take a nap. Well, I thought I just need to lay down for a few minutes.
Mm.
4 hours later, I took a 4-hour nap, which tells me that my body was like, we're done here.
Wow.
We're not doing this.
So you woke up like all confused, not knowing what day it was.
Which is pretty normal.
Which is normal. What was it, dark when you got up or was it still light?
No, okay. It was still light.
Because that's the worst.
It was like. Yeah.
And you wake up and it's dark and you're like, what is happening?
Yeah.
My gosh.
No, it was like, I think I laid down like at 1 and woke up at, you know, 5.
That's, you know, listen, I'm the same. I cannot nap. Like, I'm not a napper.
Yeah. No.
But I'll tell you what, the last couple of weeks, maybe, I don't know if I'd go as far as a month, but certain days it'll hit me so hard at like 1, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock. And I'll lay in my chair and just close my eyes and end up going to sleep, which is so unlike me. I usually can't go to sleep, but I'll kind of really rest. I don't know what, we're just getting old and it's just all there is to it, but I need naps. I'll be getting up at 4 a.m. Having dinner at 4 o'clock at night.
I'm kind of right there.
I love that. Yeah.
I'm
same.
Right there.
I wake up at 3 or 4.
Yeah.
And hang out with myself for an hour or so, a couple hours.
Yep.
Try to go back to bed.
I do. And I don't like, it doesn't bother me to eat late, but I don't like to eat late.
I don't either.
Just because I don't want to go to bed with a full stomach, you know?
No, yeah. So I don't know. I'm just usually hungrier. Like if I eat a late breakfast / early lunch, like I'll eat it at like 11, you know, something. And then maybe have a piece of fruit or something in the afternoon, you know, but then I'm ready to eat by 5, you know, 4 or 5. Yep. I'm like, I'm ready. I want to eat. Mm-hmm. And Tim doesn't come home till 6:30 or 7. I'm like, dang it. So I just eat without him.
There's that.
I'll show him.
Everybody, I mean, when your whole family is like running at different timetables and I don't know when people are going to be home.
I know.
Just sit down and cook and eat.
That's exactly right. It's all about me.
I mean, it was different when they were little and, you know, everybody
Well, we controlled their, controlled the schedule. We don't control the schedule anymore.
No.
And that's kind of okay.
I have no control over anything anymore.
Yeah. I'm kind of okay with it, though.
Yeah.
Because then it's also not my responsibility.
Feels good.
Whatever. Okay.
So let's have a conversation with our listeners about the episode you had with my poor little Huddy.
What episode?
When he overslept.
Oh, yes. I do. Of course you're going to bring this up. You want to bring up that the Lord is doing some work on me, okay? Wow. It's my testimony time. You can't make other people give testimony time. Look at you. You're like,
I just want to make
Holy
sure
Spirit,
that this is your...
move in her heart right now to share about this.
I did call. Well, Hudson was, go ahead and tell the story.
Okay.
And then I'll...
Okay. And I told him I fessed up when I saw him. I have to, anyway. Okay. So this is just a little testimony time of learning to let things go and not. And that we get to choose how we're going to feel about stuff. So it was, I don't know, what day was it, Jones? It doesn't matter. Thursday. I think it was Thursday.
Yeah.
Thursday or Friday. Mm-hmm. Maybe Friday. It was Friday last week. And Hudson is started the new job and he goes to work. He is supposed to be there by 8:30 is what I've been told. Now, one day earlier last week, I think it was, I don't remember. It doesn't matter. I woke up and it was 8:30. It was like 8:37 by the time I came out of the room. And he wasn't up and wasn't gone. And I was like, so I hollered up there at him. Because I have, this is, if you have a child who struggles, and most, let's be honest, most teenagers do. And boys, it's a whole nother level. I don't know why. They get it from their dad who could sleep through an atomic bomb. You remember at camp that alarm going off for hours? Yes,
forever.
Hours. People yelling at him. Anyway, good Lord. So anyway, I hollered up at him one time. I said, it's 8:30. Okay. And he gets up and goes. And I said, that's your one time I'm going to wake you up. Because I've really tried to get away. Again, he's 19. He's a freshman in college. And even senior year last year, you know, I'm trying to wean him off of
mama.
If I'm going to wake him up, why should he bother to wake up? I would do it more for class because mama's paying for class. Okay. Mm-hmm. Mama and daddy are paying for class and you need to get your butt to class. Okay. Work though, his job at the farmer's market and all that, I really didn't. Maybe early on when he was 15 and first started a little, but I really didn't. And because I'm like, look, that's your job. And what better way to learn than to have an outside force, you know, as a parent, you need all those outside mm-hmm. pressures to be on your kid to go, you know, and he did great. He really did a good job. He could get up for work. 7:30, he could be there at 7:30 on a Saturday, mm-hmm. but can't get up to get to class. Okay. So anyway,
this Friday. Was not a chew session on Huddy. This is what I'm Holly just did.
It up.
It's what I'm Holly did.
I'm setting it up to show the people, just like you set up your whole, I'm okay, don't give me pills. I'm setting this up so that people, you know, get the idea that it's a struggle for me. It is a struggle. Okay. It's a struggle for all parents, but it's a struggle when he's not getting up. I have to internally sometimes. Anyway, so it was Friday. I got up, came out. It's 8:30, 9 o'clock. I don't know what time it is, but by then my schedule's all crazy too with being up at 3 to 5 each day. So, he's not up. The car's still there. So I know he's not gone. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, so I start a stewing. I'm trying to have my quiet time. I'm a stewing. Cause it's just hard. I can't explain. I want to choose my words carefully. I choose to let it stress me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
And I know that. I know enough now to know this is bothering me and I'm ticked off, but I'm choosing to be that way. So I'm like, okay, all right. And it's been a while. So anyway, so I text Joni because I'm sitting in my chair and I know my friend, I text her and I said, that fool boy's supposed to be at work at 8:30 and it's 9:07 or whatever it was. And I can't remember.
I've got it right here.
This is stressing me. Oh, of course she does. She's got it right there. Y'all, she's going to put a screenshot up on the thing. It's just fine. Go ahead. What did I say?
Well, I got to find it. I just pulled since you couldn't remember.
Good. Well, okay. I basically remembered, right? Well, yeah, I was like, it's stressing me out. Yeah, something along those lines of this is hard. Parenting's hard. I'm like, this is suck. Parenting sucks because it's hard to sit there and let your kid watch them. Here we go.
No sitting fun. Here reminding myself
there you go.
That it will not help Huddy in the long run mm-hmm. to wake him up for work that he was supposed to be at 8:30. Ugh, parenting sucks. And I said, yikes. Mm-hmm. And then I sent you something on Instagram mm-hmm. that it was National
You sent me drink some cocktail
day.
Recipes. Yeah. Yeah. I do believe you sent something along those lines. But that's for another time.
And then you said, I just went back in my bedroom and I can hear his alarm beeping away.
His beep alarm beeping away. I might have said a wordy term.
And I said, well, he did the right thing setting his alarm. His body just isn't hearing it.
Mm-hmm. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. So then I get, so... now I get to hear it for who knows how long. Great.
Yeah. Cause his room is right above, kind of above ours. So I can hear like some stuff. And I'm sitting here going, I can't wake him up because that's not what I'm choosing to do. I'm going to let him have the consequence, but now I got to listen to this beep.
So then Aunt Joni says, do you need to check on him?
Which I didn't reply to because then I started getting ready. And then lo and behold, at about, it was probably 9:30 or 10. When did I send that next text?
It didn't come up. My time doesn't.
It doesn't matter. It was maybe, I was still getting ready and a stewing over that alarm. And lo and behold, HUD comes down. Hello. And I'm like, hi. I'm like, it's 9:30 or whatever it was. He's like, yeah. He said, I don't have to go in because he dislocated his shoulder and it located back in from rock climbing the other day. He's like, my shoulder, and they had an extra person today. So they called me off. I didn't have to go in. I said, well.
And wait, there's more to this story.
There is. I'm going to get to that. Uh-huh. And I said, well. So I've been sitting here, I fess up to him. I will say that. I will pat myself on the back. I fess up to my kids so you're telling me I've been sitting here stewing and ticked off and wanting to kick your butt this morning and you didn't even have to go in? And he's like, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah.
Okay. So then I'm like, I still hear the beeping. And I'm like, what is that? Go turn your alarm off. I'm like, did you just get up and come down here and not even turn your alarm off? He goes, oh, I don't know what that is. And he walks upstairs thinking, oh. And then I get to the corner of my bedroom and I'm like, oh, that's coming from the basement. I think that's coming from the basement. I don't think that's even coming from your room. So I said, go down there and check what's going on with the sump pump. So we go down there and it's the little something on the sump pump beeping telling us something's clogged, which is a whole nother story. Tim spent all weekend fixing that. Mm-hmm. But it was the sump pump beeping. And so I switched it off and I just looked at him in the basement. We just stood there and stared at each other. And I just went, I said, this is about me. I said, this is a mom issue. This is not a Hudson issue. I just need you to know that. And he's like, okay.
Okay.
So I made up a whole story. Y'all, the moral of the story is, and I fessed up to you and I fessed up to him.
You did.
But even as it was going on, I know better. This is the struggle we always have because I know better. I've done enough kind of a little bit of work and stuff like that on my attitude to know, Holly, you're choosing to stress out about this. You're deciding to be stressed. He's not doing anything to you. He's doing it to his own self, if it is, you know, and you are deciding that you are going to be stressed out and take this on yourself. And I know enough. And I'm sitting there going, I know that, to even where I didn't say, because I almost texted you and said, now I got to be stressed about, and I was like, no, I'm not going to say those words because I don't got to be stressed. Mm-hmm. I am stressed, but that's because I'm an idiot. So I did. I fessed up and I said, the Lord is working on me apparently right now.
That was the text I got. So yeah. You said everything that was going on. And then you said, clearly the Lord is working on me.
Clearly.
Yep.
Yep. Well, I made up a whole story.
The preacher preached Sunday on Psalm 37 and it's, you know, do not fret, do not fret. Do not fret. I mean, just over and over and over.
Did you just laugh like, out okay. and be like, my friend needs to hear this sermon?
No, it was about me.
Yeah.
Because I'm irritated over something and I keep giving it to God and then I keep yanking it back. You know, and it's like, why? If I sit here and go, I trust you, I trust you, I trust you, why am I fretting? Why am I fretting over this?
That's the thing. And I think that's what. With the whole Hudson thing, I made up that whole story. I mean, I made up that whole story in my head. Now, again, it wasn't based out of like nothing. It was based out of some experience, but it just, wait, to your point, when we know it, we know it's still hard.
It is.
It's still stinking hard. It's a battle. That's why when we talk about, you know, what's the verse? I'm not going to get it right, but he was like, it's not it's work out your salvation in
fear and trembling.
Yeah. And it's like, you got to work it out in the sense of it's hard.
It's a walk.
I mean, and we don't do it right because our natural carnal tendency is to go, what you were saying.
Why does my flesh, why do I do what I don't want to do? You know, and
so
don't
what are you ticked
do what
off
I want
about?
To do.
What are you all hot and bothered about?
Oh, just some.
I'm going to put the Holy Spirit on you. Holy Spirit.
Yeah, I need it.
Take her.
Just
some
stuff.
Okay, yeah. Gotcha. Which isn't surprising. It's always, you know, there's always stuff going on. So it can be stressful.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for forcing the testimony time. I actually forgot. I was happy to share it, but I kind of forgot. Well, see how it's already gone from my mind.
And the other thing is I'm sitting here going through the text messages.
Oh, no.
You were looking at Mother of the Groom dresses. And you sent me these truly terrible pictures.
Joni.
So I decided that I would start Googling Mother of the Groom dresses. And I think I found a couple of pretty ones.
Okay.
But then you sent me what you had ordered.
Uh-huh.
From Baltic Born.
Yes.
And I
yes.
clicked on those and looked at those dresses, and they're very pretty, except the green one I feel like kind of looks like marijuana leaves. Just
okay.
So you know.
Okay. I like the brown on top of the teal better.
I like the brown. Yeah. I like that
detail.
Too.
I think that's prettier, but yeah, I just ordered them both to check the
I
color.
Had to zoom in on the green one and go, that's not marijuana leaves.
You know what, Joni?
Anyway.
Maybe it is.
But now I want you to know that My phone is blowing up with Baltic Born ads.
I know. And aren't they? The dresses are gorgeous.
They are gorgeous.
I know. And you'll have it. Yeah, exactly. Welcome. Yeah. Now you're in the club. All I see is shoes and dresses and skincare. I'm like, really?
I'm going to guess that they don't have petites with a name like Baltic Born.
They might. I don't know. They have some shorter dresses though too. Like that.
It's not the shorter. It's
the, proportion because you're messed up. You're an Oompa Loompa.
Uh huh.
Okay, I understand. Well, yeah. that is true. I went out looking. I think that was Friday after my whole encounter with the Lord. But anyway, I took some time to go to a couple stores here in town. I'd looked on the internet some and ordered. A couple of dresses, because you just got to order them, get them in, try them. There's no, you know, you can't tell. Mm-hmm. But I thought, let me go look at a couple. Let me look at Macy's. You know, it's like formal wear kind of time. And there's another store right near there in the mall. So I was like, let me go see what's out there. Well, I'll tell you what. The prom stuff is really pretty.
Good. Are they putting some clothing on it now?
Honestly, good. I feel like, I mean, a lot of strapless gown, but beautiful with full skirts and strap, beautiful colors. And the prom section looked, I mean, I'm sure there was some Hoochie Mama stuff in there, but it was really pretty. And all these gorgeous big skirts and sequin. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, then you make a right turn into the...
mature lady.
Whatever, regular formal wear. I don't even know what you call it. Evening wear, you know, whatever you want to call it.
Mother of the Groom.
Oh my God. Let me tell you guys, it is like, there's two kinds of Mother of the Groom bride things. It's some big Meemaw energy. You can have big Meemaw energy because you were a Meemaw and you were 80 years old.
Or
it's big like Dynasty Knots Landing kind of energy.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, those of you that are too young to understand that, well, just get out of here. Get out of here. We don't have time for you.
We're running people off.
Listen, I'm just saying, those are your choices. So you've got these, like, these crazy, but most of them are a lot of Meemaw energy. And I love Meemaws. I love grandma energy. But I'm 51. Like, I sent her pictures. I sent pictures to... Jess first. I think I sent to Jess and Thatch, or maybe it was just Jess. I don't even know. I sent those pictures and I was like, help. I'm in Mother of the Groom hell. Help. And I sent it to you. Because it was, there's a lot of like dusty mauve and pink, and which are beautiful. Again, I understand as you get older too, you're losing your coloring, like that paler. I'm not criticizing any of that. And they probably would look really nice on somebody.
But they did look Meemaw.
They were bad, weren't they?
Yeah.
Like lots of jackety lace applique situations and lots of, and it was just, and then black, which I love black, but it was a lot. So yeah, that was kind of depressing, but There you go. But I will. I did think about that. I thought about putting out a little research of a couple of the, because then you get on Pinterest and you see, you know, all kinds of stuff. And then you got to figure out, is this really a dress? Is this going to come from somewhere way far and be like, you know, tissue paper material, you know, all
right.
This stuff.
Yes. Yeah.
It's hard to know. So, but that website that you just said, it's called Baltic Born, Baltic Born. Has really pretty, at least the vibe that for this wedding, because again, it's outdoor, it's going to be, you know, beach-y, but not on the beach, but outdoors and Florida-y. So like, you know, that's a certain vibe. I don't want to be like Dynasty Love Boat, you know.
Yeah.
That's just not what I want to do. And they have beautiful, like if you're looking for bridesmaids dresses, their colors are gorgeous. Just beautiful, rich, gorgeous, lovely, pale, all these gorgeous colors. And if you're one that want to mix and match, like how they do with bridesmaids now, where like there's same color but different styles or same, you know, kind of a color palette, it would be really pretty to do that. So I'm just, you know, there you go. That's your little tip if you're looking for that. And they had a lot of pretty dresses for whenever and whatever. So there you go. Yeah, that's the update. What else? What else did you do? I'll tell you what I did buy also. I bought a caftan.
Okay.
I bought a caftan to which I don't know who I was telling this to. I think it was Avery. She's like, what's a caftan, Mom? And I'm like, do you see what I'm working with, Joni? Can you even? A caftan is kind of, shut up. It's like a dress.
It's a muumuu.
That's what she said. She said, is it like a muumuu? And I'm like, well,
yes.
Yes, but it's like a little more stylish muumuu.
It's a cool muumuu.
It's a cool. It's got the big sleeves, you know. And I'm like, I did that. And you know what else I bought?
What else?
I bought these giant
wedges. Yeah.
Natural jute rope wedge sandals from Nordstrom Rack slip-ons. So all I'm going to tell you is I am about one long bead necklace and a bad perm away from Mrs. Roper. And I am excited.
Oh, you are Miss Roper.
I'm ready for it. You know, hot girl summer. I ain't doing that. We ain't doing that. We're doing Mrs. Roper summer. I got some big old glasses. And that's what we're doing, Joni. We're going to embrace Mrs. Roper.
Look, I can put all this hair up on top of my head. Girl. I can be Suzanne Somers.
Oh, that's
except
cute.
I got to lose like 30 pounds. But
that's cute.
Yeah, I can be Suzanne Somers.
I guess I have the short hair. I mean, that makes me Janice. Janet? Janet? Is her name Janet? Is the dark
Janet.
One hair?
Janet.
I think it's Janet.
Yeah.
Good grief. Yeah. Anyway,
can Tim
again,
be Mr. Roper?
If you're too young to understand,
I actually was not supposed to watch it.
That was a terrible show.
Yes, it was terrible.
No, I was never allowed. I only saw it like on reruns.
Yeah.
I didn't watch it when it was probably actually on at nighttime or whatever, but the rerun, no, that was a forbidden show. Absolutely forbidden.
Oh, 100%. Yep.
But I'm doing it. Okay. I'm doing it. So, we're doing a Mrs. Roper summer. You can wear little poncho things. I can wear caftans, and that's just what's happening.
Okay.
Okay.
Welcome to 50s.
I know. I'm kind of excited, though.
I know.
Because, like, we grew up in the 70s and 80s, but we were little in the 70s, you know. Mm-hmm. It's not like we were wearing, I don't know, whatever, the newest whatever. We just wore little kid clothes. So we kind of did that, but now I feel like, because the 70s whole thing is way back, which I have to be careful. I don't like the bell bottoms. I don't like the flares. I can't do a lot of it. It just doesn't look right with me or I don't feel right in it. But now I feel like, though, that we get to do like the older, not old people, but just like, you know, the fashion that was a little older, that like our cool aunts were doing. You know what I mean? Like that kind of look. That we didn't get to do when we were in the 70s.
Like gauchos.
And I'm going to order another caftan. You can wear your gauchos. There's an ad that I've been served up a million times on Instagram for this big, really a caftan, but like, don't know, there's different styles. There's ones that kind of come in and then the sleeves are big. This one is just kind of like, I think it's sewn up a little, but the sleeve, it's kind of like a big square situation. I don't know. I'm not describing it very well. I've seen that ad a million times. Well, I decided I wanted that caftan.
It's a sign.
And it is, but now I can't find, the ad won't serve again.
Oh.
They're not giving it to me again, and I want it.
Well,
so Instagram, it was black and green, and it was flowy.
Google it, and then it'll pop up on your ads. Or it may pop up just by us talking to it. If your phone
is beside
you.
That's what I'm saying. My phone's right here, so I'm kind of telling it, hey.
Yeah. I want to see that ad again.
Flowy caftan ad on Instagram. I'd love it. Okay. What's going
on? See.
What else is happening with your family, your boys? Everybody's good?
Everybody's good. I mean, literally, there is nothing. You know, JB finished his first week with Guitar Center.
All right.
And that's went well. He's just in training. And I mean, I really, when I tell you I've done nothing.
Did any nothing. More ingredients fall out of the cabinet on you or
nothing
anything like
did.
That?
No. Okay. It was just, I just had to laugh. You know, it's the first day, spring break, 9 a.m.
Disaster.
Yeah. Yeah, there's that. I did go shopping with my mom.
Oh, that's right. Now, see, you did that, which
did
is
that.
Very exciting. What did you find? Anything good?
Well, I bought a dress to wear down there.
Oh, that's right. That's
and it's kind
said.
Of a, it's, I guess some terracotta is a better word for it.
Ooh.
A better cut. But it ties, it's kind of gauzy, and then it ties at the shoulder.
That is cute.
Or if Tim comes up and like, hey, Jones.
Oh,
and my dress is going to fall down.
Oh, Joni.
So, I mean, there are a few dangers,
okay.
You know, but.
Okay. Well, you just have to be on alert. You have to be on alert.
I know.
No,
so,
that sounded cute. You said that. I didn't know what color, though. That terracotta, that'll be pretty.
And it ties like on the shoulders. Mm-hmm. And then I've got some little ropey kind of sandals.
See, we're both very 70s. It's going to be great.
I love the 70s. That's my time.
I kind of is, but I'm kind of, I don't know. All the hippie stuff doesn't look in great.
I love the hippie stuff.
I know. But see, I'm embracing the caftan, the long, lovely, and the wedgie. I'm all about the wedgie heel.
And what else? I bought a couple of dresses. One, I guess, for Easter. But
there you go.
That's it.
Excellent. Good. What's your week look like this week in terms of events and stuff? Do you have a bunch of stuff or no?
Today I taught on beef.
Oh.
And then tonight we're doing the Seder meal.
That's right. That'll be really fun. I love going to those.
Tomorrow we are having a grilling lab. So they're going to either, they had a choice. They could pick a hamburger, a hot dog, a chicken, or pork chop.
Okay. So and the advanced people are picking that chicken and that pork chop.
That's right.
Let's just
and so
put it out
they're
there.
Prepping it. I told them, I said, y'all are doing everything from prepping to seasoning, cooking, cleaning. I said, I'm out and this is all you. And so
I feel like that part of your job is really great.
That's fun. Yeah.
How do you grade? Do you taste the stuff or do you just kind of look at it, make sure it's done? What do you?
I don't. So I watch their technique a lot of times.
Okay.
Safety sanitation is one of the big things that I look for.
Yeah.
And, you know, is their hair up? Do they have gloves on? Mm-hmm. Did they wash their hands? Did they clean the counter before they started? Did they clean the counter after they finished?
The chicken.
Any cross-contamination, any kind of. So that I grade pretty difficult on. Technique. I'm not just real hard-nosed on that.
They're learning.
But, you know,
they're learning.
Are they, you know, what are their cuts look like? That kind of thing. And, you know, what did they go outside? They get extra points if they like go outside the box and come up with something different and good aside from, you know, what is the regular thing.
I just had a good idea.
Okay.
Joni, I know what you're going to do with your life now.
What?
Okay. I know you talked about something really spiritual and everything last week, but you can create the newest reality show. Kind of like the British Bake Off. Have you watched the Great British?
Yes.
Okay, which is wonderful. But it's like culinary, it's like home ec, it's all like based on home ec culinary
a bunch curriculum. Of high school students.
Yes, or even adults. And like, you're the home ec teacher, and it's called, I don't even know what, but you're the home ec teacher, but then you throw every week, it's a different recipe or thing, like you said, mm-hmm. and maybe a little more complex as things goes along, and then you like grade them and judge them, and someone gets kicked off, they get an F, like you grade them and you put a big fat F on their paper.
Yes.
You could be famous.
Okay. I could go teach at the culinary school in Silver Dollar City too.
Yeah, you could actually, but I'm afraid you'd never leave there. You would just go up the little stairs and, and sleep. You'd head over to the cabin and be like,
"That's right.
I got to lay down.
I'm
here."
You know, seriously, because we did that once. We did the little culinary, you and I did.
We did. We did. We sure did. Who were we? Were we with your mom?
We were on a trip with just the two of us.
No, there was someone else with us. I think it was your mom.
I don't know.
Okay.
But I thought
we did do that,
you know, but we didn't, it wasn't, I thought, oh, I could do a better show than this.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure. Oh yeah. Not that they weren't good, but it was, I think you made me go up front and do the crepes or something. You volunteered me to do something and I had to go up to the front. Y'all, it was terrible.
Yeah.
It was crepes. It was stressful.
Yeah, it was crepes.
Okay.
Chicken, asparagus.
It was something. You're right. Chicken something. They were really good. I remember. Yeah. I still have the recipe somewhere, but have I made them?
Yeah. I have, actually.
I haven't. I may have made them once early, right after that, and then I haven't made them since. So they were good. Yeah. Just so people that don't know, at Silver Dollar City, there's a little building
culinary school.
You can take classes. You know, you sign up for them. I guess we signed up online.
We did.
I think you have to do ahead because they have to know.
Yeah. I think that's like $10 extra.
Yeah, it wasn't a ton. No. And they do a couple of recipes and then you get the recipes. And then that also is on the backside of that is one of our favorite spots to go, mm-hmm. like a quiet spot. I shouldn't tell people this.
No, you should not.
We're going to share. But it's like there's a wraparound porch on that little building. It's just kind of. Anyway, you have to find it. It overlooks the amphitheater area, but in the hills. And there's just a lovely porch, and it's all filled with rocking chairs. And you can just go and
eat your apple dumplings and eat your apple dumpling.
How many times have we done that? A lot.
But I tell you what, one of the most impressive things about that place is that chandelier.
It's really pretty inside the culinary school. It's kind of like a little living room, and then there's the classroom. That chandelier is pretty. It's glass.
Yeah. I'm sure the glass blowers there did that.
That's right. And remember when they had didn't they have a really pretty Christmas tree in there with the blown glass ornaments on it? That was pretty too. So there you go. We're not talking about
You know,
Christmas.
I do that now. Every time I go, I buy a blown glass ornament.
I think that's great because now you're going to have a collection because they're not cheap because they're, you know, handmade and beautiful. Yeah. They're gorgeous. The glass shop is very pretty.
It's very pretty.
At Silver Dollar City.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. It is.
There you go. We always end up talking about Silver Dollar
City. It all comes back to Silver Dollar City.
That or Cracker Barrel. That's all we can. Tim stopped at Cracker Barrel the other day. Last week he was driving home from Kansas City. He travels over there for work and he left later than he planned, which is typical. And he was coming home and it was the night of the big storms. It was the Thursday night or whatever it was. And it was starting to really rain and thunder and do everything here. And it was pretty much spread all across the state. But so he called me and said, I'm on the way. And I'm like, okay. And then he said, I'll probably stop and, you know, grab a bite to eat. Well, so he calls me a while later, probably 8:30. And he said, well, I'm in Columbia you know, I just ate and kind of stretched my legs, but it's raining pretty good. And he's not one. He usually pushes through. But I told him, I said, hon, go get a hotel. I said, it's storming here. Like, you're not getting out of it. It's storming. It's dark. There's nothing you need to get home for. You know, he would get home. That's about 2 hours away. So you're going to drive for 2 hours in the yucky rain and dark just to come home and go to bed. Like, the company can... They can ante up for that. So he said, I think I might. Well, then I come to find out the next day he had stopped at the Cracker Barrel. And so he got he was in a Cracker Barrel coma. Because I said.
He got the dumplings.
I said, did you get the chicken and dumplings? He was like, no. He said, I was gonna, But then I got the biscuits and gravy, which is essentially as bad.
Right. It's the
same
thing.
He had a full blown cracker barrel coma. And it was raining. And he was like,
Man, those storms. I'm going to tell you what.
It was
guys,
bad.
Y'all just pray for our friends in Mississippi.
Yeah. The Delta.
It's a massive destruction. And we had a massive tornado here back. Gosh, well, Caleb was in first grade, so it's been that long.
That doesn't seem that long ago, but it was because his school,
was.
I remember.
Yeah, and he was in first grade. And I'm going to tell you, when you watch your community go through something like that, it's overwhelming. And I mean, you'd look around, and it was like somebody bombed us.
Yeah,
I mean, it just the destruction from the tornadoes.
And then water on top of that, it's horrible.
And I think in our tornado, we lost about 3 lives, but they've lost upwards of 20, and there's still people missing.
Last I heard, it was like 27, so at least.
And
that's heartbreaking.
Dozens in the hospital. But when I looked at the pictures, I thought, I don't know how anybody survived that.
No, you don't. If you're in that structure, like unless there's a basement, which I don't know that they have a lot in the Sandy.
No,
I don't know.
We've not been in this tornado alley. You know, that was the Midwest.
Yeah, that's
but
us.
But lately it has shifted to the South and we're seeing more and more. But Mississippi was just horrible. And there is a video going around of a newscaster in Tupelo and he's watching it. Of course, a lot of damage in the Delta. That's where so many were killed. Mm-hmm. But then I think they said they had 26 tornadoes in all.
That's ridiculous.
Through the state. But one was coming down on Amory, Mississippi, and the newscaster just lost it on air. Uh-huh. I mean, he was so visibly, you know, and he's seeing all this. He knows exactly, you know, what's coming at these people. Mm-hmm. And he stops and breaks down on air and starts praying.
Oh.
For, you know, God protect
them.
Well,
what else? What yeah. Really?
Yeah.
When it comes
I mean,
to
it was
what
so,
el- what else can
so
you do?
Moving. It
wow.
really was so moving.
Jeez, that's horrible.
So, it was a rough night. And it did go all south of us. But just south. Florence, Alabama had a tornado there. Mm. And we had a lot of thunder and lightning.
But, yeah, same. But, that's what we had, thunder and lightning and wind. It was pretty windy, but it wasn't.
Yeah.
It wasn't tornado, but
So, and we've got, you know, more, and I don't know if you have been watching the news or not, but a Christian school in Nashville had a gunman come in, or a gunwoman come in and shoot up a Christian elementary school.
Yeah, it was Covenant. My dad actually just told me, he came over for something really quickly and said something about the shootings in Nashville. And of course I'm like, what? You know, and he said it was at that little school of the church. And it just, anyway.
Yeah.
Y'all, it never ends. So that's why we do things like buy caftans and wedgie heels.
You don't know what's coming.
To distract ourselves.
You don't know what tomorrow. Well, you don't know what tomorrow brings. So you might as well, you know.
Blow
have
it all now.
Today,
okay, that's not what you're saying. You're not saying that. Yeah, that's lots of people to pray for. So definitely this week, be keeping everyone in your prayers and that they can recover somehow. Speaking of spiritual stuff now, I do have something to tell you.
Okay.
Another testimony time. Well, kind of. So was it just last week, The Chosen?
Yes.
The show The Chosen was on your top three. And I was like, oh man, I've been meaning to watch it. And I hadn't. Mm-hmm. So that was a good prompting. I'm like, oh, that's what I'm going to do this week. I'm just going to binge through the first two seasons anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Where can I watch the third one? Is it out on like YouTube or no?
You know, I don't know cause I haven't started, but they do have an app on.
Oh, that's
on
right.
The phone,
it's an app.
So
that's right. Cause I know it's free. I think they made
it
free.
It's free.
All right. I'll have to get that. And maybe I can get that on my TV. I don't know. Anyway, here's what I learned watching that show. We are not nearly desperate enough.
That's right.
I don't even know. Watching the show, it focuses on Christ going into his ministry. So it doesn't really, it has some flashbacks to his childhood and stuff, but it's not like the whole story like that. But it's him starting his ministry. And I'll tell you what, the parts that got me the most were the miracles when he would heal people.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. And I mean, same what you said before, I've been a Christian a long time, you know the stories, have read the stories, you know, all the things, but that is clearly the thing that doing shows like this, as we know, are good at, is making you see that, oh yeah, that really, like, that was really happening. And that was a real person. And the thing that just struck me over and over and over, every one of those miracles where he was doing miracles and particularly mostly the healings,
yeah,
was the sheer desperation. Those people, there was no answer for them. There was no hope for them. The leper, their outcast, there's absolutely nothing. The crippled man who could not get into the pool.
Yeah.
Had laid there for, in this dramatization, like 30 years.
Yeah.
You know, his most whole life,
his life. Yeah.
Was just trying to get into this water to maybe get healed. Lepers, cripple, you know, all these people who were just, and the moment that he would look them in the eye and say, do you want to be healed or whatever it is? And, you know, they're just the desperate, there was nothing there. They had no hope. They had no, potential for anything to be any different, for any kind of healing. There's no doctors, there's no treatment, there's no hospital, there's nobody taking care of them. If you're a leper, you just go to the colony on your own. You know, it was just, that struck me so much. And I'm like, you know, we talk about, and we wonder, like, you know, you just wonder, why did God, you know, why did Jesus come when he did, you know, what about that? Was the right time for him to come and the right place for him to come? You know, and I don't have all the answers to that, but I can tell you one thing. You know, can you imagine him coming to America in 2023?
Oh my gosh.
And it doesn't mean we don't need it just as much, but I think a lot of the response would be like, hey, that's great, but you know, I'm good, bruh.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Yeah.
Because I'm not desperate. I'm definitely not desperate. I don't need, I think, I don't need that healing. I don't need that. But that's like the whole point of his doing the healings. What did he say so often? Your sins are forgiven.
Yeah.
I forget, you know, he would say that and people are like, I don't want that. I want to get my legs to work, you know. Whereas for us, it's to show like, hey, that's the healing I need. But I'm not real desperate for it because things are going okay.
Yeah.
We good. So yeah. That was, y'all, I do recommend.
Yeah. One of my favorite parts of The Chosen, and it's in season one, is when Mary, you know, she's had the demons cast out of her and she's coming back to life, you know, and she has met Jesus. But she is having it. What is there? Is it Shabbat? Is that their weekly
Sabbath.
Meal?
Mm-hmm.
The Sabbath meal. And so she's having her first Shabbat in years.
Yeah, that she's hosting. That she's doing. Yeah,
that she has hosted. Because she has been possessed all these years, and but to be clean, and you know, and one of the rituals of Shabbat, you set a place, an empty place for God.
That's actually for Passover.
Oh, is that, that's right. That's right. That, that's Passover.
And that came out in what exactly what you're saying, it got talked about because she set an extra place and the people were her friends who were very sweet were like, oh, that's actually Passover.
That's right.
She's like, I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah. But then there was, everybody was there. Her guests were there. And then there was a knock at the door. And when she opens the door and Jesus is standing there, I'm telling you, my heart just, I just mm-hmm. teared up that, mm-hmm. you know, because as you know, why does he want to come? Why right. does he want to come to my house? Why are you picking me? Why? It just was a very in-depth moment. I thought just a very mm-hmm. deep moment. And
yeah,
anyway, that's probably been one of my favorite parts of.
Yeah, that was a really good part. I loved, again, so many parts, but just quickly, one that really got me, I don't know, I think it's in season two, it must be, was after one of the times that when Jesus is starting his public ministry, so people are gathering and he's speaking and teaching and healing. He's healing all day and he's off. You don't even see him. The whole episode basically is at the camp with his disciples. Do you remember this one?
Yes. Yeah.
And they're all, you know, taking turns and helping with the crowd and ministering and coming back to camp and they're talking and they get to kind of bickering, you know, which is a biblical, you know, there's kind of some, they expound on it, but you know, who's the greatest in the kingdom and that kind of thing. They're, well, why should we do, what's the plan? And, you know, questioning, well, what do we do? And how do, well, I don't know. And just talking about all the logistics of it all. And it was late finally in the day. And I just remember when the scene, Jesus finally, they were having a confrontation. Some of the disciples were like standing up and like about to have a confrontation. And Jesus kind of stumbles into the camp, you know, from being out there healing, touching, giving all day long. And the actor did such a good job. They did such a good job of showing the drain. He was drained physically, mentally, spiritually, like you could just see it. And his mom, of course, Mary, his mother, is there with them and gets up and puts her arm, takes him, you know, and that motherly to him. And he's just so exhausted. Yeah. And she walks him back to the tent and he says, you know, thank you, mother, and gives him a hug. She gives him a big hug and, you know, he just stumbles in there and then you hear him even saying his nightly prayer, you know, and you're just like, it was really well done. It was like, oh man.
They really have done a well job. They've really done just a good job with the whole thing. And they, you know, again, they've taken some liberties.
Yes, absolutely. They've tied in stories in interesting ways.
Right.
To make it a story that they've tied in some things that we don't know were tied.
But your biblical concepts and your Bible, I mean, they're there. And they portray those just really, really well. Yeah. And one of the ones in season two when John the Baptist.
Mm-hmm. He's great.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's such a character.
Yeah. But when he's going to.
Yes.
You know, to hear, and he has to, and Jesus hugs him and has Jesus. To let him go.
Knowing and Jesus full knows. Well,
knowing full well that's the last time he'll ever see him.
He sure, know? That was a great moment. That it really was. Because he takes a moment and pauses and just kind of grieves it. That was really good too. Yeah. I know. I only have two criticisms so far and they're not huge. They're not huge, but a couple of things that I'm like, I'm not a big fan of the Romans all sound like they just got off the bus from Des Moines, Iowa.
Yeah.
They just, the Romans, the soldiers, the leaders, all the Romans literally sound like they're my neighbor. Like they're just from the Midwest United States.
Yeah.
And I can't get over it because it kind of makes them sound stupid. Like to me it was purposefully done. I'd be curious because in the past, I was thinking, how has that been done in the past in stories like this? And I'm like, well, they all have British accents normally, and I like that better. Why can't the Romans have British accents? Okay. I don't like them sounding like Americans. It's just more because it's too modern sounding. That's right. It's not because I think Americans are great.
Yeah.
It's because it's modern sounding. And I'm like, you've got the Roman guy who's saying, well, I don't know. This is just really a hard thing. And I'm like, what the heck? So that throws me. And then I'm not sure how I feel about the whole slow-mo, like, music video vibe that they do at the end of some of the shows.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how I feel about that. Yeah. With kind of, like, rock and roll music.
Yeah.
And showing them all, like they're doing a music video. Like, they're walking. They're not, like, dancing. People are sitting there going, what the heck? I got to watch that.
Yeah. No, they're walking, like, through the,
But it's, like, slow-mo. It's,
yeah.
Which I think the vibe is, like, we're feeling like it lets go, like kind of a Vic, kind of like, I don't even know, like a sports team, kind of like a, yeah, it's on, you know, yeah, let's go, let's do this thing. And we're all united, but it's a little weird for me, but yeah, I'm not sure how I feel about that. Yeah. That's all I have to say. Okay.
Well, okay.
This is a good one for almost Holy Week. Look at us being all.
It is.
I mean, you know, we had some stuff to say. Let's see. I know you have to do a recipe.
I do have to do a recipe.
Are you prepared? The look on her face every time I say that. I wish y'all could see it. She just looks up into the sky like,
it's going to come to me.
Where is it? Where is that recipe? Every time it's the best.
No, because I'm thinking we were doing like Easter recipes,
yes,
you know.
Yes, and last you did, week the, we pineapple. Did
the pineapple mm-hmm. casserole. Mm-hmm. And and so I'm trying to think, you know, what to do for Easter.
What about like do you have a good dessert? I know we've done some desserts, but I feel like Easter, like most people buy the ham. You kind of have your couple of sides. Unless you have another really good side. You already shared that green bean one a while ago, too, that I thought sounded the green really good
now
for Easter.
My grandmother used to do like a party pink salad.
Party
pink. It's a congealed salad.
Yeah. What is in the salad? And I'm doing salad in air quotes. It's
Jell-O and whipping cream.
Uh-huh. Here we go.
And cottage cheese.
Ew. I don't know how I feel about that. Ew.
I loved it. It was called Party Pink Salad.
It's yes, got cottage yep, yep. cheese in it?
Yes.
No, and I don't like
pecans.
That. I don't like that. No.
It's an old Southern. It's an old Southern recipe.
It is. It's a Sunday. It's a Sunday potluck at the church, yes, like where everything. And back in the 50s and 60s, yep, when Jell-O was like everything was Jell-O with yep, whatever in yep, it. I don't
Jell-O,
know.
Jell-O salad. And then, so sometimes I do that and some because that's just tradition. And we have ham and pineapple casserole. And I do the green bean. I've already put the green bean.
That's what
right
I,
there.
Yeah, you already did that really and, good green bean recipe. So
we do like a potatoes or Romanov.
Right, which you've already given that
so,
one too.
Yeah. And a salad, though, I could do some hot cross buns or some sweet yeast roll. I made some sweet yeast rolls for church the other day. I mean, people are like nuts over them.
Share that.
So. Okay, I can
That'd
do that.
That'd be a fun one to share because it's
kind of
different.
A carrot cake or a hummingbird cake. I do different cakes. That, you
yeah,
know,
I do
whatever.
Different desserts too. Yeah. So. I don't have one. Well, yeah, that'll do the little rolls or something. That'd
okay,
be sort of
we'll
fun.
We'll do the rolls. I'll do mm-hmm. the rolls.
That's a good, if to get a good recipe for the sweet yeast rolls, I feel like is kind of hard. So that would be good. Okay, are you ready for my top three?
Top three.
I am ready for your top three.
Okay. I have, let's see, look at my list. I have gotten a couple of cross stitch kits from a site called Awesome Pattern Studio, and I'll link send you the link to put up there. And I heard about it on Instagram through somebody I follow who was doing one and was like, "This is great. Here's her website." And it was kind of back when, which I guess has been a year now, when Russia invaded Ukraine because she's from Ukraine. She lives, I believe, lives there. This does her business from there. And anyway, I'd wanted to get back into cross stitching. I'd done it before. My problem usually with cross stitching, to be honest, is that I don't like the patterns. Like they're kind of look like, again, big meemaw energy. And I just, I don't know. But she has, I meant to bring it in and show you. Oh, well. The thing that got me was she has a whole bunch. So you just go online and they're not super expensive. And it's a whole bunch of series of different cities, skylines, like, mixed and matte. It doesn't look exactly, but it like each, so I have a St. Louis one and it's got like the buildings and then the arch is kind of over top, you know, like for all these different cities, these beautiful, like really cool, cross stitch things that I'm going to do it's in a circle. And
do they have one for Monette, Missouri?
I don't think they do. I'm sorry. Or Savannah, Tennessee. I'm so sorry. Yeah. Anyway, so I got a St. Louis one. I'd like to get like a Nashville one. I've got a few more cities. And then there's a whole bunch. Like there's a, whatever you're interested in, sea life, animals, whatever you want. The other series that I'm interested in, and I bought one, is the national park. So she's got a whole bunch of national parks.
Oh, yeah. Which, like that
how
one.
How fun. Yeah. So I'm going to do all the ones. I bought the Rocky Mountain.
Okay.
And I just want to do all the different national parks and have like a little collection. Because that's when I think stuff like that looks really good, when you have like a collection.
Yes. Yeah.
And you put them together. And then also I've been doing it on the, you can choose the white, maybe natural, the background or black. Mm-hmm. And I've done it on the black background and it mm-hmm. looks, it looks more modern than, you
You're
know
bright.
What I mean?
Yeah.
If they're really
it's not
colorful,
so Meemaw.
It's less Meemaw energy. Okay. It's more emo, less Meemaw. But it's really striking because it's black and the bright colors are really, really pretty. And it comes, the kits, you can get just the pattern. If you want to get all the thread, I got the kit because it has the thread.
Yeah.
The material, it has everything in it except the hoop. It didn't have a hoop, but you probably could get one. I think you could. You can get everything.
I used to cross stitch all the time. I didn't use a hoop very often, but I did. Growing up, I used to cross stitch.
This is
all
how
the
it's going to be displayed. Like it's going to stay in the hoop. You know what I mean? I'm going to trim the edges, and then that's how it's going to get hung, is in this hoop. So But no, it's really fun. You should get yourself a little cross stitch. Number two is, a fragrance that I have been loving. It's by Nest, which is a brand. I think they make candles too. I don't know. And I saw it at the Sephora, and they make, what are they called? Fragrance oils. So it's not even just like a spray. They have the spray stuff too, but they're different fragrances. They have fragrance oils, which I was just interested. I'm like, ooh, because I feel like that would stay on better. I feel like sometimes perfume...
It's gone. Yeah,
it's
you put
gone,
it on, it's
or it
gone.
Kind of goes down to this weird perfumey scent. It doesn't stay. Anyway, I just decided that I wanted to try it. And they had, what I ended up doing was getting they had a sample pack of all of the five different ones. It was like $45, $48. So not, but you know, you're getting a good amount of each one. And so the five fragrances were Turkish Rose, Seville Orange, Indian Jasmine, Madagascar Vanilla, which now we know is from the butt of the beaver probably, so we can't wear that. And then South Pacific Sandalwood. And the two I was most interested in were the Turkish Rose and the Indian Jasmine. And let me tell you what, that Indian Jasmine.
Are you loving it?
It's real good. I ordered a tube. I ordered a bigger size of that just the other day because I decided...
Okay.
I didn't get the big bottle, which is like whatever, but I ordered the big tube rollerball. Yeah. It's like a rollerball. These are rollerball things.
Okay.
But it smells so good. The Turkish Rose is really good too. I decided, I'm a big floral. I'm a big white floral. Like I love jasmine, gardenia, tuberose, like camellia. Those are the fragrances that I really like. And I've tried to get into like spicy and sensual and musky. I can't do it. Yeah. I can't do it. Sometimes I get in the mood for that, but I just love a good jasmine, a good rose, a good gardenia is probably my jasmine and gardenia are probably my favorite.
I love gardenia.
I love it. I love it. So anyway, so that was just a fun way to try the little set. And then, and like I said, I'll be using those for a long time because it a little goes a long ways. So Nest fragrance oils, particularly the Indian jasmine, but you can get a sample set. They have a new fragrance, Joni, in the oils called
bacon.
No.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Where's your machine that goes rim shot or womp womp?
That one. I don't know. No. I got to label them. I keep forgetting to label them.
Y'all, we suck. You still can't find it. Anyway, no, they don't have a bacon one. No, they have a new one called Balinese. I think like from Bali, Balinese coconut.
Oh,
prepare your heart for that.
That we need for the wedding.
I know. I got the jasmine because I committed. I'm like, I want this for summer. I want this for the wedding. But that Balinese coconut.
I'll get the coconut and then we can be jasmine and coconut in Florida instead of Thelma and Louise. Jasmine and coconut.
Please do. Oh my gosh. We could be jasmine and coconut. I'm just glad you're coconut. That's all I have to say. Feels about right.
Yep.
No, and I think actually, not that there's another, I'll have to go smell it at the store. I don't know if it's out at the store yet. But there is another sample set I saw online that includes that one. So I don't know what's not, what got taken out. But that, but y'all, it's Balinese coconut fragrance oil. Mm-hmm. I'm like, Mrs. Roper needs some of that.
Mm-hmm.
So I might have to get that. But I did get the jasmine and I love it. All right. Last thing. It's a book and it's called Blessed by Nancy Guthrie. She's written a bunch of books. I had not read anything else by her, but this is a book. It's all going through Revelation. So enjoy. But okay, if you're, the reason I got it was because my Little Women's Bible study, we've been doing Revelation. We're about to finish and we used a different book. We didn't use this one as our primary. I wish that we had actually, because it's better, I think, than the one we used. But someone brought up this was a good compliment, you know, to learn more. And so I went ahead and got it. And it is really, really good. Revelation is tough, like, as we all know. Yeah. And people are often very scared and intimidated to study it because there's a lot of unknown things. There's, we don't know what it means and we get confused and it, and we, you know, there's so many different opinions and all that kind of stuff that it can just be intimidating.
Yeah.
But it is the only book that says that you'll be blessed if you say it, if you, you know, hear it. And if you study, you know, this book, you will be blessed. That's why she named her book Blessed. But it's very good. It's very readable. It's very, I just really like it. I have not finished it yet because we're finishing up and I'm a little behind on her book. The way she explains things, the way she talks about the possible things, you know, and really what I like the most about it, I think, is that she gets the main points of, I think, of what we're supposed to get out of it.
Yeah.
Like, cause that's, you read it and you go, what are we supposed to do with this book? Like Revelation, what are we? And it's about encouragement. It's about, for the saints. That's, and she does a really good job of drawing out like, okay, here's what we're supposed to kind of the point of this. And I really love that. So Blessed by Nancy Guthrie. Go get that. Go get you some coconut jasmine perfume and go cross stitch.
Okay. Got it. Hey, I do want to talk about one more thing.
Sure.
Can I talk about one more thing?
Yeah. Why not? People don't care.
Katie Beth Farrakis.
Oh, yes.
On The Voice.
Yes.
I did put a link to it last week. We'd only talked about because it hadn't come on yet.
That's right. It hadn't. And she's been on since we
talked. And she's been on. And I'm here to tell you, let me give you a little bit of background. You know, I think I've told you, her mother and I taught at the same school way back in the day. And we worked very closely together and we got to be friends and we were pregnant together. And every morning we would pray over our babies before school started and our students, before school started. And then, and I ran into her, of course, you know, you have babies and life goes a million different directions and we just lost touch. And then I ran into her one day, I think when the kids had started high school, and I said, oh, Carla, let's get together. Let's do something. And, you know, we talked, it was a great little reunion. And then she died. I mean, she died. It was just too late. You know, I mean, then it's too late. But I just, those days when we were pregnant with JB and Katie Beth, I mean, they were such sweet, precious moments.
Yeah.
And Katie Beth came out and she sang Justin Bieber's Ghost.
Which I was not familiar with, but
I wasn't either. And I went back beautiful. And I listened to his version of it. Oh, I thought, this is terrible. It was awful. Okay. But Katie Beth got on there and she sang. I mean, Kelly Clarkson said it best. She said, you sound like an angel. And it was. And they all had goosebumps. And
it was really, truly. And I'm critical, but it was beautiful.
It was beautiful.
How she did it was beautiful.
I just want you to know that I was sitting there watching it. I mean,
I'm sure you were out of control.
And I'm out loud saying, She did it, Carla. She did it, you know, but.
Sweet. Oh, and you could tell she was honoring her mom. I mean, you could tell it was, she was singing that. I think she said, didn't she say at the end it was for her
mom? I don't remember. I think before.
Maybe not.
They did a little clip before.
Oh, you know, that's it. Yeah,
that was before that. But
yeah. No, she did a beautiful job, and she got two chairs to turn.
She did, and she would have had more, but they had their. I really feel like she would have had. She would have at least had three, if not all four.
Yeah, I thought Chase was about to Chance. Excuse me, Chase. I thought Chance was about to turn.
Yeah, his team was full.
Oh, okay. His I didn't know that. Because I'm like, he was looking like he wanted to turn, and I'm like, dude, turn.
Yeah, and Blake both. Like both their teams were filled. So the only people who had room were Kelly and Niles.
Okay. So the only, so basically she got everyone that could. And well, good. Because I wondered about that. I wondered Chance that said, only two people turned. I was like, she was
Chance
better than that.
Turned because, I mean, he said, I would have turned, but my team is full.
Okay.
And I really feel like Blake might have too. But
yeah, they looked like it. I literally thought he was going to. And I was like, why didn't he turn? And then. Yeah. Okay, that explains. Yeah. Well, she did a great job. Everybody go watch it.
She did, yep.
I bet it's on YouTube and stuff, too, so.
It is. Well, the link, I think, that I sent is from YouTube.
Good, okay.
But it's on our webpage, designercornbreadpodcast.com.
Designer Cornbread. We are just the epitome of pop culture. We just know what's going on.
I know nothing.
I know nothing either. I tell you what, it's so sad. I get so excited at like a halftime show or something. If I've even heard of the person, I'm like, well, looky there.
Yeah, I know that him. Person. Yeah.
I know him. Yeah. Anyway, okay.
Right. So that was it. I just wanted to give an update to that. So
that's awesome. I'm glad you did. I forgot about that. So that's awesome. Excellent. Okay. Well, I don't know where anybody is. If anyone's eating at my house, so I'm not cooking anything for anybody. So,
well, we're going to go do the Seder. So.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Good. Good, good, good. Have a good time. A good time. I guess it's a good time.
Yes.
It's fun. Excellent. All right, guys. We will talk to you after next week. This Sunday's Palm Sunday. So have a great weekend with being with your people if they're around. And we'll talk to you next week. Goodbye, cornbread.
See you, corn dog.
Good dumpling. Coconut.
Chicken butt. Jasmine.
I got to turn off the darn recording. I hear what you're saying. I think it being a Saturday morning or whenever, morning, the noise level is not going to be, right. You know, we're not going to be boom, boom, boom. I mean, maybe, I don't know. You don't know.
No. Yeah.
You don't know. But those caftans get our muumuus on. You don't know what might happen.
My gosh.